Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
With one of the finest to ever play the jazz drum, we begin a new hour of Neon Jazz together. That was jazz drummer and journeyman musician Peter Erskine collaborating with one of his favorites, Mr. John Scofield. That's the tune Green Tea off a 1999 album called Shortcuts, Jazz Par Combo.
You ever notice that there's sometimes the titles to the album set or the song that you could just interchange?
Right.
You could call them the group, for that matter.
Oh,
that was,
yeah.
That was Green Tea with Shortcuts.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Sort of all runs together after a while. Sorry.
Maybe that's why Altman named that film Shortcuts, because everything just kind of intersected. And
I know. You and I are both getting to an age where it's all kind of running together anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
I just want a Saturday off.
Just stop the train, kids. So Peter had a hugely versatile and influential career in all of the years that he's been around. He's been on over 600 albums and film scores. He's won 2 Grammy Awards, and he has an honorary doctorate from the Berklee School of Music. He got that in 92. He kicked off his illustrious music career in great fashion in 1972 with the Stan Kenton Orchestra. Then he joined forces with the great Maynard Ferguson, and he went on to create some magic in 1978 with the Weather Report. He's also been known to make music with the greats like Joni Mitchell, Steely Dan, Diana Krall, Kenny Wheeler, the Yellow Jackets, the Brecker Brothers, Pat Metheny, and on and on. And he has been quite busy with orchestras as well. Since 1987, the New Jersey native has been in L.A., but he's traveled all over the world during that time. These days, he is a professor at the Thornton School of Music at the University of Southern California. And during a recent interview that we had the pleasure of having with him with Neon Jazz, this is what Peter had to say in his own way about how he feels behind the kit from the beginnings of his career all the way up to today.
I don't get nervous now. This is what I do. It's fun to play in front of people. In case it'll be a concert, like, whoa. But for me, it's like a giant slalom ski course. And I mentally run the course before the performance. And I know the course. And even if I run into a couple of unexpected patches of ice, I know where to make the turns and how to adjust. And so I enjoy the ride. Yeah, I don't get nervous.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of another jazz renaissance here in 2015, with a town full of clubs and great talent right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready for another hour of what we call that jazz magic around here. Here's the great jazz pianist Kenny Drew Jr. with some of that magic. This is his hard-swinging, bluesy sound with the 2000 song Children's Games off his album called Remembrance.
Get it. Thank you.
Hey, gang, this is Peter Erskine, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
Okay, Tom Waits, ladies and gentlemen, now approaching the late night piano. The song is On the Nickel.
I'd like to introduce George DeVivier on bass now. Feeling to it. And it's from a film by Ralph Waite. And it's downtown Los Angeles on 5th Street, and all the hobos affectionately refer to it as the Nickel. And so this is dedicated to all the little boys who've run away from home. Sticks and stones will break my bones. I always will be true. When your mom was dead and gone, I sing this lullaby just for you. What becomes of all the little boys? Never. On the Nickel over there. If you chew tobacco, wish upon a star, find out where the scarecrow is, just like punchlines between the cars. I know a place where a royal flush can never beat a pair. Even Thomas Jefferson is on the Nickel over there. So you better bring a bucket. Prayers sleeping like a baby on the Nickel. On the Nickel over there. So let's climb up through that buttonhole. We'll fall right up the stairs. I'll show you where the short dogs grow. On the Nickel.
That was one of the coolest cats in jazz today, and ever, Tom Waits, on David Letterman's late-night NBC show back in December of 1983 with a cut off his Swordfish Trombones album. And we include this specifically to pay our respects to the titan of late night and the establishment of entertainment that they've made over the years. 68-year-old David Letterman, right from the streets of Indianapolis, he hit the airwaves on February 1, 1982, and we'll call it a final show on May 20, 2015, and that just happens to be today.
As we record.
As we record, my friend. A very cool 33-year ride that included some of the best musical performances TV has ever brought us. Dave was an improv originator, and we love that in jazz, giving the goods to the establishment all the time, working for NBC and later CBS. And between all the top 10 lists and those old TVs and watermelons hurtling off buildings in the middle of Manhattan, he was a king, and he kept us laughing and captivated for all these years, and the least we can do is say thank you. And to christen the end of Dave's run, one of his favorite musical cats, Tom Waits, made it back on the air with Dave for one final time on May 14, 2015, to craft an original on the show to give a good fitting goodbye. Here's Tom with the song Take One Last Look.
As promised, performing a brand new song, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Waits.
This is for you, Dave. Let's watch the sun come up in another town. Try our luck a little further down. Leave the cards on the table, leave the bread on the plate. Put your hand on the gear shift, put your foot off the brake, and take one last look at the place that you are leaving. Take one last look, oh, take one last look at the place that you are leaving. Take one last look. I bet we're something that the wind can carry. The arrow points away across the waiting prairie. This car looks like it could give us a good run. A choice to leave was a good one. And take one last look at the place that you are leaving. Take one last look. Oh, take one last look at the place that you are leaving. Take one last look. Let's look forward to the lights that are new. The world is a ribbon of road for you. All towns have churches and tire shops. They put up speed limit signs and they hire cops. I love to see the wind in your hair. Oh, we have a need, we can get anywhere. And take one last look at the place that you are leaving. Take one last look. Oh, take one last look at the place that you are leaving. Take one last look. Oh, take one last look. Oh, take one last look.
Beautiful, Tom. Beautiful. Thank you very much, sir. Lovely. Wonderful. God bless you, my friend. Thank you so very much. Pretty good, huh, Paul?
That's hard.
Tom Waits, ladies and gentlemen. Take one last look. Thank you very much. George Clooney and I would like to say goodnight, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Hello, I'm Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was jazz pianist Jeremy Siskind with the 2010 tune The Inevitable Letdown off his Simple Song CD. He was the winner of the 2012 Nottingham International Jazz Piano Competition and has performed both jazz and classical music at Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, and he's also been to Japan, Switzerland, Thailand, England, India, France, and China. Today, he is the chair of the piano department at Western Michigan University. And with a bit of that throwback love here on the program, this is Artie Shaw with the orchestra in 1939 before he hung up that clarinet with the tune Sally.
Since one night when stars danced above, I'm old. So much in love, so Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine? Rosalie mine.
This is Ben Patterson, pianist and organist from New York City, and you're listening to the one and only Joe Jimeno, keeping jazz alive in Kansas City and around the country.
Thank you.
That was the great jazz guitarist, composer, author, and lecturer John Stoell with the 2005 song Equinox off his album called Resonance. Born in New York and raised in Connecticut, this guy did have some resonance. He ended up meeting bassist David Friesen in New York City. Then he took a trip to Portland, Oregon, where Friesen lived, and he decided to stay there. The two formed a duo in 1976 that recorded and toured prolifically for 7 years, with performances in the U.S., Canada, Europe, and Australia. These days, he teaches internationally. He is very active also in radio and writing for magazines. This guy stays moving. With another tune off the tasty 1962 Soul of the Piano sampler via Mr. John Christopher.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Here's the great Barry Harris with the tune Lolita.
Thank you. Hi, it's Ms. Elizabeth with the Hot Sardines. You're listening to Neon Jazz, Joe Dimino.
That was Steve Gadd with his band on the 2013 tune It's All Right off the album called Gadditude. And this next tune, I dig this album quite a bit. From the Amstel Octet, led by Chet Baker on the trumpet, this is the tune Silver Blues off the 1998 album called Hazy Hugs. Again, that was the Amstel Octet led by legendary trumpet man Chet Baker with the tune Silver Blues. And on this final night of David Letterman and some nostalgia for all the quality jazz he put out there for the late night eyeballs, this is the original late night theme from Paul Schaefer's 1989 Coast to Coast album, and with one of the coolest band names ever, the world's most dangerous band, baby. I love that, man.
I did too.
And talk about commitment and loyalty. Paul is one of those dudes that stuck by Dave the whole way. They were a good duo, man. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat with that Letterman originality, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, Paul. Like what you heard, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. Anytime, any hour of the day. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. That was jazz pianist Jerry Seinfeld on the jazz microphone.
What's that slap bass they do in the... Yep.
That was Jerry Seinfeld.
All right, I know what I'm going to be using at the end of this, loser.
We need to find that, probably.
Neon Jazz.